This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, today's learning should be Zechus Refuah Shleimah for Danielle, Bas, Charles, and Lucy, Lemishpachas Cohen. Okay, we're going to talk about the Haftorah of this week, which is the Haftorah of the second Shabbos of the Gimel de Paranusa, coming from Yirmiyah, Perek Beis, Shimu Devar Hashem. So the pasuk says like this: V'yanoichi netatich soirek. I planted you as a shoot. Kuloi zara ms. All entirely truthful descendants. Ve'ich nepacht li. How did it turn for me? Surei hagefen achriya. The shoots of a foreign grapevine. Meaning, I planted you wholesome. How did you turn into such a wild aberration of what I had in mind for you? So the Ben Ishchai has quite a remarkable perush in this particular pasuk, based on the Shar Mamori Rashbi, which from the writings of Rav Chaim Vital. He says something very interesting. We know we have something called Naran. Naran stands for Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Naran, Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And the concept is that our Nefesh Ruach Neshama comes from a good place, comes from a holy place, comes from a sanctified place. However, the goyim, they don't even have a neshama. They don't even have a ruach. And their nefesh comes from the klipa. This is what the Arizal teaches, that a Jew has naran, nefesh, ruach, neshama. All three come from a holy source. The goyim don't have all three. They only have one, and even that one comes from the klipa. That's the teaching of the Ari. The Ari says that v'nishmasin v'lachin el acher shu hazachar, careful, shel haklipois astaris v'layovet perim shehem v'bechinas ruchin v'nishmasin shel umayis oilam u'kfar yadata min ha'hechalois, the parashas Pekudei, that el acher is a kinoi for the zachar. The Rav Chaim Vital continues. This is the secret of the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yotas pasuk Beis. Gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv. Without das, the nefesh is not good. This is the meaning. The nefesh is not good. The nefashos of the umay sa'olam are made without das. They're not good. They're from the klipa, meaning the goy has no neshama. The goy has no ruach, and even the nefesh comes from the ruach. It's not good, it's mitzad klipa, but the nefashos of Yisrael are made bedas, they're good. Got it? So you say that this is very, how do you call it? No, politically incorrect is, true, but that's not what I was going to say. You say this is very racist, but no, it's not, because it's absolutely true. Okay, we can only tell you the truth. The truth is the quality of the soul of a Jew is on a much higher caliber. It's unparalleled. So the goy does not have nefesh, does not have neshama, does not have ruach, and even the nefesh comes from the klipa. He gets a change. It's like what happens when a person gets a job. He gets a job. Now he didn't have a job before. Now he has a job. So now you get a soul. But even a Jew, not every Jew has it. You don't have it until your bar mitzvah. Until your bar mitzvah, you don't have a neshama. Neshama doesn't even come in. Anyway, but Birchas Chaim says like this. Says Ben Ish Chaim. Matzinu, how many mitzvahs did God give the Jewish people? 613. How many mitzvahs do Goyim have? 7. How many more mitzvahs do the Jews have than the Umay Sa'olam? 606. Why 606? What's the significance, what's the secret of the number 606? So he says, based on what the Arizal writes in the Shar Ma'amari Rashbi, that the Yisrael has Nefesh Ruach Neshama from Kedusha, but the Umay Sa'olam don't even have a Ruach and a Neshama from the Klipa. And even the Nefesh they have from the Klipa. This is what it means. Gam b'loy das, Nefesh loy toiv. Nimtza, it comes out. Yesh li Yisrael, Yisrain. We have three advantages. We have a Neshama, we have a Ruach, and we have a Nefesh. Now, here's another important thing. Each Bechina, each dimension of the nefesh, of the ruach, of the neshama, a person is called a ben. You know, why are we banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem? What makes us children? What makes us children is we have the same physical matter, so to speak, as God. What is that? A neshama mitzad hakdusha, a ruach mitzad hakdusha, a nefesh mitzad hakdusha. That's why we're banim. The nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama are noilad min hakdusha. Now, how do you say ben in Aramaic? Bar. So we have three bars. Right? That's how we have to raise the bar. The bar for the nefesh, a bar for the ruach, and the bar for neshama. Three times bar is taru, 606. So Hashem gave Klal Yisrael 606 more mitzvahs in the Umas Olam, keneged the three bechinois that we are banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the Umas Olam. So you say, what? The Umas Olam are not banim? Of course, you didn't know that? How do you not know that? It's one of the fundamental tenets of Judaism, that only a Jew is considered the children of God. But I heard on the radio once, we're all the children of the Lord. It's Sheker V'chazov, it's not true.
What about the Mitzvah who died?
What about them?
God say, you want to make Shira, why don't you angel?
Masei Yodai Toivim B'yam, my handiwork is drowning, but not my children.
Children are dying.
No, it doesn't say that anywhere. It says my handiwork. Ma'aseh yadai, my handiwork. My handiwork. Yes, the Gentiles are the handiwork of God. They're created and fashioned by God. But if you make a table, the table's not your child either. Now, some would ask, but God told Moshe, B'ni b'choyri Yisrael, that the Jews are my firstborn, which implies that the nation of the Lord, that was before the Torah was given. Perhaps. We didn't have that special distinction. But nowadays, banim atem, bidazame, the Ben Ish Chai uses this to explain why we have 606 mitzvahs more. Now, what is the numerical value of soyreik? Va'ani netatich soyreik. Soyreik, of course, is 606. Now, we know, he says a Kabbalistic concept, that the line of Tiferes is called MS. The middle line is machriya between the tzad yamin and tzad smal. The tzad yamin is chas, the tzad smal is gvura. And therefore the middle includes both of them. Okay, we know the word MS is the beginning, the end, the middle, and the end. Aleph is the first letter, mem is the middle letter, tav is the last letter. The mem is in the middle. Be it as it may, this is what it means. V'anoichi netaticha soreik. I planted you soreik three times 202, because you have the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. You're kuloi zera emes. The nefesh, ruach, and neshama come mitzad hakedusha, which comes from teferes, which is emes. Masha'in kein umes ha'olam. They don't have not a nefesh, not a ruach, and not a neshama. And yet, look how you turned over. Eich nepachli. The fact that the Gentiles sometimes do the wrong thing, that's not a surprise. But how did you do it? I gave you 606 because you're my children. You're soyreik. You have the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Let's continue on. Let's continue on. Number five. So this comes also from this week's Haftarah. It's actually the last pasuk of the Haftarah. Halo imeyata karas li avi. Aluf ne'orayata. Haloi me'ata. Is it not from now? You called me father. You are a friend of my youth. We know Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, in Perek Gimel, lists a number of itim. Itim. By the way, what's the numerical value of itim? Well, Ayin is 70, Tuf is 400, Yud is 10, so we're up to 480. What about a final mem? How much is a final mem? Final mem is 600. The final Chaf is 500, final mem is 600. What's the gematria of Itim? 1,080. How many Chalokim in an hour? 1,080. Why? Itim. That's where it comes from. Itim. Itim. So there are 28 times. 28 times. Ace. Melchama, Eish Shalom, Eish Lachshoyis, Eish Ladaber. I was just zoicha to be somewhere. I don't think anyone ever was. Not only that, nobody of you know it existed. In Kiev, they recently discovered a kever that nobody knew about. one of the all-time greatest Gedolei Yisrael, the Malbim. And the Malbim was born in Kiev. And the Malbim was chased out of every single Rabbanus he was ever in. What? He was buried in Kiev. The Malbim was chased out of every Rabbanus from the Reform movement and the modern Jews who were affected by the Reform movement. The Malbim had no menucha. In fact, one time he was asked to speak after a Reform rabbi. So the Reform rabbi spoke, the Malbim gets up to speak. He said, "You know what? Now I finally understood a pasuk in Koheles." In the Psukim in Koheles, we have two disparate times, a time of peace, a time of war, and all these disparate times have a happy medium. You could have peace, you could have war, and then you could have indifference, you know? But there's one set of times that there's no happy medium, a time to speak and a time to be quiet. There's nothing in between. You're either talking or you're quiet. But now that I heard you speak, now I know what the happy medium is. You could speak and not say anything. So now the Malbim says, I finally understood a pshat in the pasuk in Koheles. Anyway, so the Malbim was very sharp. And the pasuk says, Eis liv kais, a time to cry, the eis lischaik, and a time to laugh. What number eis is this? Number 5. The fifth time listed in Koheles. Yeah? So a time to cry. So comes the Ben Ishchai, and the Ben Ishchai says a fantastic explanation of this pasuk. Haloi me'ata karas li avi alufna orai ata. Look at number 12, says Ben Ishchai. It is known that Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, he counted 14 times and their opposite, which is a total of 28. The fifth time is time to cry and a time to laugh. When is there a time to cry? Chorban Beis HaMikdash. When is there a time to laugh? La'asad Lavai, Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Azim Alei, Sechag Pinu. When is there a time to cry? When you do tshuva. The main tshuva is with crying, like it says, Kishama Hashem kol b'chi. And we know Klal Yisrael will not be redeemed only with crying, like the Navi says in Yirmiyah, B'v'chi avayu ovesachanunim oivileim. B'v'chi avayu, you will come back to Eretz Yisrael with tears. We will only be redeemed through tears. You say, why? Very simply. Because why were we exiled? Because we cried for nothing. What does crying represent? That you want to have no connection to it. If we cried over Eretz Yisrael, that means we were inherently unconnected to the land. So the only way to get back is to cry for the land. Okay, therefore when we give Malkus to somebody, before the Malkus, we say, Vidui Charata Dima. You need to cry. This is very interesting. When you fast, that's instead of the carbon. Koil, which is Tairo Tefillah, is also in place of the carbon. Mamain, right? What are the three components that we try to garner? Fasting, koil, and saim. Mamain, right? Saim, koil, and mamain. Mamain is tzedakah, is also in place of the carbon. But every karba needs libations. Nesachim. What are the nesachim of our karbanos today? Our nesachim are demais. L'chein ha-demais hem b'makam ha-nesachim. L'chein b'chol oifanei ha-karban. Whether it's the fasting, whether it's the cry, whether it's the voice, whether it's mamon, you need demais. And therefore, eis livkais is the fifth time. Because crying is an essential part of tshuva. The Zohar HaKadosh writes in a number of places, one of them we have here in Parashas Nasai. What is tshuva? Tshuva stands for tashuv hey. To return the letter hey that was lost. Tshuva is associated with the number 5. Tshuva is associated with the number 5. That's why the fifth zman in Koheles is Eis Livkos, which is the time of tshuva. Furthermore, what does the Gemara say? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with which letter? Hey. The letter He. Why did Hashem create this world with the letter He? Why? Because it's very easy to fall out. You could be going on the right path, and even after 80 years, you could fall out. Even Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he fell out after 80 years serving B'Kohuna Gedoyla. But you could always come back in. That's why there's a hole in the hay on the top left-hand side. The hole on the top on the left-hand side is the hole of tshuva. So the letter hay represents tshuva. So hay is tshuva because tash of hay. Hay is tshuva because that the hay represents the opening of tshuva. So since tshuva is the letter hay, therefore bechia is the fifth zman in Koheles. Okay, now listen to this. When a person does tshuva, which is represented by the letter hey, then he's called a ben. He's called a ben. You could call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviyata. When a person does tshuva bebechia, you're nikra ben. And then you could call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avi. Like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yotes, look at number 10. Va'anoichi amarti, I said, Eich ashiseich babanim. Ve'eten lach eretz chemda, nachlas svi, tzivo isgoyim. Va'oimar avi tikri'i li. Says the Ben Ishchai, now we understand. Haloi me'ata, but now. Now, what is the word me'ata? Is a compound word. Me'ata could be read, me'es Hashem. Haloi me'ata, from God, which is the habachia. Or me'es Hashem could be another way, could mean something else. Excuse me, me'es hey, the fifth time. Haloi me'ata, me'es hey, the fifth time. The fifth time is bechia. Bechia is tshuva. Me'es hey, the fifth time. Now we understand why tshuva is called ata. Chazal tell us that the word ata refers to tshuva, like it says. Look in Bereishis Rabbah number 11. V'ata. Pen Yishlach Yadoi, Amar of Abba Bar Kahana, Malamed, Shepasach Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu, Pesach Shel Tshuva. We see that the Ribbono Shel Olam opened up an avenue to Adam HaRishon and gave him the opportunity to do Tshuva. Where do we see that? Hashem said, V'ata Pen Yishlach Yadoi, V'ata Ein, V'ata Elo Tshuva, Shenemar V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoyo Me'imach. Why is Ata a language of Tshuva? You know why? Ata is Eis Hey, the fifth time of Koheles, which is Bechia. Lahayrois kishleimos hatshuva hu ayidei eis hey, which is the eis livkais. Bechia makes a great roisham. So from here is an amazing thing. Chazal always say, ein ata ela tshuva. How is ata tshuva? Eis hey, it's the fifth time listed in Koheles. Now we could understand, ani Hashem bi'ita achishana. Be'ez hey, which is bechia, achishana, bring the geula. And this is what it means, bevechia vayu, v'sachanunim oivlilem, that Klai Yisrael will only be redeemed with tears, that means with tshuva. One more offering, and that is the Birchas Chaim in the Adaras Eliyahu. He says as follows, why is Ata language of tshuva? We know Ata is tshuva. We know Ata is tshuva. We just explained it in the last piece. Ace hey, the fifth time. But there's an association between tshuva and Hashem being Avi. And that's a very important association. And that's because, what's the reason? How does tshuva work? How does tshuva operate? What's the mechanism of tshuva? Secondly, can the Gentiles do tshuva? Can Goyim do tshuva? As much as we would like to say yes, the answer is no. Tshuva does not work for Gentiles. The reason is, this is the psak of the Chida and the Rama Mipano and the Bnei Yisaschar and Limudei Hashem. And the reason is because Hashem is the Melech of the nations of the world. And Melech Shemachal Al Kavoidai, Ein Kavoidai Machal. But to us, Ribbono Shel Olam is our Father. And Av Shemachal Al Kavoidai, Kavoidai Machal. So therefore, the pasuk is like this: Haloi me'ata, from ata, ata's tshuva, from ata karasa li aviata, we could call you Father. It's through the power of tshuva, through the koyach of tshuva, which demonstrates that we are banim lamakim. Through that, we could understand that Ribbono Shel Olam is our Father. You know how else we could see that Ribbono Shel Olam is our Father? There's another mitzvah that we could see that Ribbono Shel Olam is our Father. What's halacha if a Gentile keeps Shabbos? Chayav Misa. Why are you chayav misa? It's such a nice thing. Just relax and eat cholent. What's wrong with relaxing? Cholent, kishka, kugel, gefilte fish. Why is he chayav misa? The answer, Shabbos is the scepter of the king. What if a mere simpleton, a mere citizen takes the scepter of the king? He's chayav misa. But what if the king's little yingala takes the scepter? Play, enjoy. The Gentiles are avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goy sheshavas is chayav misa. We are ben. What's the gematria of ben? If an endachaf is 500, endamem is 600, what is a endanun? 700. So what's ben? 702. What's Shabbos? 702. From Shabbos, we see that we are a ben. Rabbi say, Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.